Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Beis Shem, we're continuing in Siman Shin Chaf Hey. Today, we are doing page Kuf Nun Tes Amar Aleph, which is Siman Shin Chaf Hey, Si'ifim Tes and Yud, even though Yud goes way, way into tomorrow's Amud, so we'll see how far we go. So it says, Shulchan Aruch and Siv Tes, Imu Safek Umuva Michutz L'Tchum, Aser. If you're not sure whether the item that the guy brought came from outside the Tchum, it's Aser. V'davka Be'enu Yehudi She'enu Shari Imo Be'ir. That's only if the Nachri happens to not live in the same city as you. But if he's a guy that lives in your city and the peros are available in that city, so you don't have to be choshesh that maybe he brought them from outside the tchum. It's much more reasonable to assume that he brought them from inside the tchum. Even if he has two houses and one of them is in the tchum, we can assume l'kula that it came from the one in the tchum. And therefore, even the guy that it was brought for is allowed to eat from it. I mean, this is building off of what we learned last time, that when a Nachri brings something from outside the Tchum, it's usher for the guy that it was brought for to eat it. It's not usher betiltul, but it's usher for it to be eaten by the guy that it was brought for. So what we're being mechadish over here is that even in case of Safek, that isser exists, but if it's a Safek where it's very clearly nota in the direction of Kula, where it's very likely that it came from inside the city, then we could be mekel. Says the Mishburus of Kat Mem Zayin, Imu Safek, Vyafta Sveket Rabban Lukula Aser, even though generally Sveket Rabban Lukula, Vyafta Sveket Rabban Lukula Aser Bazeh, even though normally we say Safek Rabban Lukula, over here it's going to be Aser. Why? Misham David Dover Sheshel Matir, Dover Shalam Tinad Erev, because it's Dover Sheshel Matir, you could just wait till after Shabbos is over, B'kadeshe Yasu, and then you'll be able to enjoy and eat the food that the Nachri brought from outside the Tchum, that he might have brought from outside the tchum. So since it's a davar sheyesh matirin, we're going to be machmir. Sivkat memches aser sasam bezekedas hagaonim daosim besafek. He's assuming over here, like the sheet of the gaonim, that aser in the case of safek v'chein sasam besiftes vav, and he assumes that way in siftes vav as well. Udelo kedas hamatirin amuv beisosim udas yeshom shebesiv zayin. Unlike the yeshomrim that we had in siv zayin v'hine after the daitam after motzai shabbos aser bezem b'kadeshei ase, even though according to them, even it's going to be Asra Motzai Shabbos up to the point of Gedeshe Yasa, meaning the Shita that holds that it's Asra for the guy who was brought for to eat from it, is going to hold that it's even Asra through Gedeshe Yasa. Become Makom his scheme, Achronim, Dilin, Motzai Shabbos in the Hachner Bazet. The Achronim are come to the agreement that when it comes to Motzai Shabbos, we don't have to be Machmir about this. The Hafil Bevadai Chutz Lutchum Yeshomrim De Insar Klamtin Gedeshe Yasa. Meaning, we don't have to wait b'kadesh ya'asa when you're not sure if it was brought from outside the tchum. You do need to be machmir not to eat it on Shabbos, but you don't need to be machmir to wait for b'kadesh ya'asa, because there's even an opinion quoted in Shulchan Aruch that when it's vaday brought from outside the tchum, that you don't need to be machmir for b'kadesh ya'asa. Kanal b'siv ches, al kein b'safek al kol panim yeshlis mechala matirin. So at least in the case of safek, we could be somech on those matirin. Ein lachush mi safek. And then we said if the guy has lives in your city, you don't have to worry about the suffix that may be brought from outside. Why would you assume he brought from outside the tchum? If these peros are always available here, so probably if you found them here right now, they probably have been in the city the whole time. And even if he has two different homes, and even though in such a case maybe he brought from the house that's outside of the tchum, we could still be mekel. Because we're only mekel misafek on an ein yehudi that has no dira at all betochat chum. So then chashina d'shem chutz l'tchum eviu. Then you have to be worried that maybe he brought it from outside the tchum b'shabbos. Aval bazesh yesh lo bayis betochat chum. But if he has a house inside the tchum, lo mesapkin on klal shem eviu michutz. Then you don't have to worry that maybe he brought it from outside the tchum. Davrin kanim tzu kanoyu haynu ba bayis betochat chum. Because again, we could apply that svara of kanyim tzu kanhoyu. It's in the tchum now. You could assume that's probably where it came from. It probably came from inside the tchum. Let's see if we could start si'if yud. Ein yehudi shemile mayim lebehemto mibar shu rishus hayachid lirishus harabim. If an ein yehudi fills up water for his own behema from a bar that's a rishus hayachid, and he takes the water from that rishus hayachid to rishus harabim for his own behema, mutli yisrael lahashkos mayim behemto, then the Yisrael is allowed to use use that water to be mashke is his behema. That's only if the Einu Yehudi does not know this Jew, where you don't have to worry that maybe he's going to take a little more water if he knows this Jew in order to help the Jew out to feed his behema. But if the Nachri did this, he violated Otzah Daraisa for you. He took water from the bar, that's Rosh Hashiachid, and brought it to Rosh Hashiram. For you, then it's for sure going to be Asr, Bekol Minei Tashmish, to use it for anything. Afil Yisrael Acher, not only are you not allowed to use it, no Jew is allowed to use it. V'milei mi bar Rosh Hashiachid the Carmelis, but if he filled it up from bar that's in Rosh Hashiachid to a Carmelis, Mutul Acher Shalom Milei Bishvilo, then someone else who he didn't do it for is going to be allowed to use it. Only the guy who he did it for will not be allowed to use it. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Nun Aleph. She'ene Einu Yehudi Makiro, that the only time you're allowed to use the water that he did Hotza'a on is if he doesn't know you, to be makiro, afshein yodi asalatzmo, because if he does know you, even though he did it for himself, asir, to gazer shemiyarbe in yodi lidos bishvilo, because we made a gzeira that he might come to draw more water for you. Not only that, even if he was drawing that water not in front of you, it's asir. If he knows you and you're not there, he has to at least know that you need it in order for it to be asur. Because then you could assume that probably or likely he might come to draw more water for you. So again, if he knows you and either you're right in front of him, or he knows that you're going to need this water, then it's going to be usher because of a gzeira that once he's drawing water anyway for himself, he might take a little more water for you. But if he does it for a Yehudi, then no one's allowed to use it at all. Not only can't you use it for drinking, for giving your animals to drink, which is what it's meant for, you can't even use it for anything else either, to wash your hands or something like that. Even another Yisrael is not allowed to use it. To keep the Yisavid bu Malacha Da'araisa b'shvil Yisrael, asr l'kol Yisrael. Since a Malacha Da'araisa was done with it for the sake of a Jew, it's asr for every Jew. Kanal b'sivav. V'afil l'erv b'matzai Shabbos, he asr ab b'kadei she'yashos l'dos chadashim. And you even need to wait b'kadei she'yasa, the amount of time that it would take to draw water on matzai Shabbos. And then we said, but if he took it from a Rosh Hashiach to a Carmelis, then it's only asr for you, it's mutter for other Yehudim. De'inu el malach where it's only Malacha Drabanan, Mutter Yisrael Acher Kanal B'Sivches. Then it's going to be Mutter for another Yisrael, like we saw in Sivches. So maybe we'll stop there because it's getting noisy behind me. But to review what we learned tonight, we learned that if you're not sure whether something was brought from outside the Tchum by an Einu Yehudi, we are Machmir because it's a Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin. But if all arrows point in the direction of probably it didn't come from outside the Tchum, namely the guy has a house here, the guy lives here, so then you're allowed to be mekel, because then we apply the svara of kan nimtzu kan hayu. And then in Sif Yud we said that if an Einu Yehudi does hotza'a, he takes water from a bar that's in Rosh Hashiachid and brings it into a Rosh Hasharabim for his own animal, if he doesn't know you, you're allowed to use that water. But if he knows you and either you're right there in front of him, or he can guess that you probably need this water, then we make a gzeira d'rabbanan that you're not allowed to use it, because he might be marba bishvilo. If he does it for you, then it's also for every Jew in the world, meaning then it's a malacha d'oraisa that was done by a nachri, then you and everybody else is not allowed to use that water. If, however, he only did a drabanan for you, he took it from Rosh Hashiachid to a Carmelis, so then the halach is going to be that it's also for the guy he did it for, but it's going to be mutter for everybody else, since it's only a drabanan. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, from a different chasana, we'll pick up at the Ramah in the last few words of page Kuf Nun Tes. Thank you everyone for joining. Everyone have a wonderful evening.